Chapter 3. The Results of Rebellion. The tree of knowledge of good and evil stood close to the tree of life in the middle of the Garden of Eden. God had a special reason for putting the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden. This tree would serve as a test of Adam and Eve's trust and love for God, and would show if they were willing to obey Him. The Lord commanded Adam and Eve not to touch or eat the fruit of the tree. If they disobeyed, they would die. They could eat all they wanted of the fruit from other trees in the garden, but eating of the fruit from that one tree would result in death. Adam and Eve had everything they needed in the beautiful garden to make them happy. God is all-wise. He knows what is best. So God tested Adam and Eve's loyalty before letting them live eternally. God loved Adam and Eve. He talked with them, and they talked with Him. But God did not make it impossible for them to disobey Him. Satan was permitted to tempt them. If they passed the test and continued to trust God, they would always be God's special children. The heavenly angels would always be their friends. Satan was surprised at his new condition of life. His happiness was gone. Satan looked at the angels who had been thrown out of heaven with him. In heaven, these angels had been happy. Now they were not happy. In heaven, their faces reflected the glory of God. Now their faces looked sad and discouraged. They began fighting among themselves, blaming each other and Satan for what had happened. When they lived in heaven, they had never experienced these wicked feelings. Satan saw the terrible results of his rebellion all around him. He was shocked and feared what would happen in the future. He did not want to think about the final results. In heaven, the hour for joyful, happy songs of praise to God and His dear Son had come. Satan had been the leader of the heavenly choir. He would always sing the first note. Then all the other angels would join him in singing. Heaven had been filled with glorious music. The angels sang to the honor of God and His dear Son. But now, Satan could not hear heaven's sweet music. Instead, he heard angry words and arguments everywhere. Satan wondered, "Where am I? Is this a terrible dream? Am I shut out of heaven? Will the gates of heaven be closed to me forever?" Satan knew that worship was being held in heaven. Bright and holy angels were bowing before the Father. Satan would never again join in heavenly singing. Never again would he bow in reverence before the eternal God. If Satan could once again be a pure, true, and loyal angel, he would be glad to give up his claim of authority. But he was lost. Because of his terrible rebellion, he could never be saved. But there was something worse. Satan was responsible for leading other angels to rebel against God. They were just as lost as he was. Before their rebellion, these angels would never have thought of doubting God or refusing to obey Him. But Satan had put these evil thoughts into their minds. He had told them that they would have greater happiness and freedom without God's law. Satan knew that he had deceived the angels who had rebelled. He was not happy about being responsible for leading the angels to be lost. The evil angels were angry. The angels became rebellious because they were disappointed. Instead of having greater happiness, they were suffering the sad results of not obeying God's laws. Never again would these unhappy angels be guided by the kind rule of Jesus Christ. Never again would they feel the deep, true love, peace, and joy that they had felt when they were with Jesus. Never again would they be able to love, honor, and obey Jesus. Satan tries to get back into heaven. Satan trembled as he sat alone and thought about what he had done. He thought about his past, present, and future plans. As he trembled about the results of what had happened, he saw an angel from heaven passing by. Satan called the angel to come to him. Then he asked the angel to tell Jesus that he wanted to talk to him. Jesus was willing to meet with Satan. Satan told Jesus that he wanted to repent. He wanted to be accepted by God again. He was willing to take the place God had given him. He would be willing to be under the wise command of Jesus. Jesus wept when he heard Satan's words. Jesus was sad for Satan. Jesus told Satan that God knew what was best and that Satan could never be accepted back into heaven. Heaven must never again have the kind of trouble Satan had caused. The peace of heaven would be destroyed if Satan returned there. Sin and rebellion were still in Satan's heart. There had been no reason for Satan to rebel. Satan had destroyed many of the angels and himself. Those angels would still be happy in heaven if Satan had not led them in rebellion. God's law could show Satan's sin, but the law could not forgive Satan's sin.
Satan was not truly sorry for his sin. He was not sorry for doing wrong to God who had been so good to him. Satan's love for God had not suddenly increased. Satan was not ready now to give willing, cheerful obedience to the law he had hated. Instead, he was sorry because he had lost the sweet light of heaven. He was miserable, guilty, and disappointed because his hopes had failed. Satan had lost his place of honor and his high position next to Jesus. He felt that was too much to lose. He wanted to get back what he had lost. Satan's change in position did not increase his love for God or for God's wise and fair law. When Satan understood that he could not get back his position in heaven, he became more angry than ever at God. Satan began to show his hate in every way possible. God knew that Satan would continue his rebellion and try to find new ways to show his hatred. Satan would think of ways to bother the heavenly angels and show how much he hated God's authority. Because Satan could not enter heaven, he would wait at the gate and insult the heavenly angels as they went in and out. Satan would try to get the angels to argue with him. Satan also planned to destroy the happiness of Adam and Eve. He would try to get them to rebel against God. He knew that if he could get Adam and Eve to turn against God, both God and the angels would be hurt and sad. Satan's plan to make Adam and Eve rebel. The evil angels were looking for Satan. Satan, with hatred and rebellion showing on his face, told the evil angels about his plan to get Adam and Eve to rebel against God. If Satan could trick them into disobeying, God might find a way to forgive them. Satan thought that if God forgave Adam and Eve, he and the evil angels might be forgiven too. If God did not forgive Adam and Eve, they would be rebels. Then Satan and his angels could join them. They would all live together in the Garden of Eden as their home. They would be able to eat the fruit of the tree of life that was in the middle of the garden. Doing so would make them as strong as the heavenly angels. Then God would not be able to force them to leave the garden. Satan discussed his plan with his evil angels, but not all of them agreed at first to join in Satan's terrible plan. Satan told the angels that he would not give any of them the work of tempting Adam and Eve. He thought he alone was wise enough to do the important work. Satan asked them to think about his plan while he went away by himself to work out the best way to get Adam and Eve to sin. This was their last hope. If Satan's plan failed, they could never get control of heaven or rule over any part of God's creation. Satan went off by himself to decide how best to tempt Adam and Eve. he was afraid that his plan might fail. If he got Adam and Eve to disobey God's law and become sinners, this might not help him. It would only increase his guilt. Satan's body shook when he thought of making happy human beings sin. That would make them feel as bad and as guilty as he did. Satan kept changing his mind. At first, he thought he would go ahead with his plan. Then he thought he would not go ahead with his plan. Soon, Satan's angels found him and told him that they had decided to help him in his plans. They were willing to accept the responsibility and guilt and whatever the results would be for bringing sin into this world. Satan forgot his feelings of discouragement and weakness. As the leader of the angels, he would be brave in the fight against God. He would do everything he could to rebel against the authority of God and his Son. Satan told the evil angels about his plans. If he just went to Adam and Eve and told them that he did not think God was fair, they would not listen to him. Adam and Eve would be ready to keep Satan from deceiving them. Satan also could not use his power to force them to sin. Satan had been the most powerful angel, but he would not be able to force Adam and Eve to do what they did not want to do. Satan decided that he had to trick them into sinning. Adam and Eve warned. God knew what Satan was doing. He called the heavenly angels together to talk about ways to protect Adam and Eve from Satan. At the meeting in heaven, they decided that angels would talk with Adam and Eve. The angels would warn Adam and Eve that Satan was planning to deceive them. Two angels were sent to visit Adam and Eve and explain their danger. Adam and Eve were happy to see the angels. They told the angels how thankful they were to the Creator for giving them a lovely home. Everything had been made for them to enjoy. God knew what they needed and had provided a garden for them. But what they enjoyed most was the company of the Son of God and the heavenly angels. They told the angels about the new things they had discovered in nature and in their lovely Eden home. Adam and Eve had many questions to ask the angels. There were many things around them that they did not yet understand. The angels loved to give Adam and Eve the answers to the questions they asked. The angels told Adam and Eve that the tree of knowledge was placed in the garden to test their love for God and to show if they would obey Him. Their happiness and the happiness of the holy angels depended on obedience to God. If Adam and Eve obeyed the law of God, they always would be happy. If they did not obey, they would lose their happiness and be without hope and joy. The angels told Adam and Eve that God would not force them to obey. He had given them the power to choose for themselves. Adam and Eve could choose either to obey or to disobey. But if they disobeyed God in the only thing that God had asked them not to do, they would surely die. The highest angel in heaven, they told Adam and Eve, had disobeyed God. He had been next to Christ in authority, but had turned against the laws that were for the good of heavenly beings. Satan's rebellion had led to war in heaven. As a result of that war, Satan and every angel who had joined his rebellion had been forced out of heaven. Satan now was the enemy of all who wanted to obey God and his dear Son. The angels warned Adam and Eve that Satan planned to harm them. They needed to be on guard, for Satan would try to tempt them. But Satan could not harm them as long as they obeyed God. If needed, every angel in heaven would come to help them and protect them from Satan. But if they disobeyed God, Satan would have power to bother, confuse, and trouble them. If Adam and Eve did not give in to Satan's temptations, they would become as safe as the angels in heaven. But if they gave in to Satan, God would have to punish them, just as He had punished the angels who rebelled. God's law is as holy as God Himself, so those who disobey the law must suffer the results of sin. God must have perfect obedience from everyone in heaven and earth. Another thing the angels warned Eve about was not to become separated from Adam. Eve might meet Satan when she was alone. If Adam and Eve stayed together, there would be less danger of being deceived by Satan's tricks. The angels told them to be careful and follow closely the warning God had given them about the tree of knowledge. As long as they would obey God, they were safe. God would not allow Satan to follow Adam and Eve around the garden. The only place he could tempt them would be at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve promised the two angels that they would never disobey God. Their greatest joy was to do what God wanted them to do. The angels joined Adam and Eve in singing a beautiful song. Satan heard their song of praise to the Father and the Son. The song made him more jealous and angry. He told his evil angels that he was eager to get Adam and Eve to disobey God. If Adam and Eve disobeyed, God would have to punish them. Then, instead of singing songs of praise, Adam and Eve would hate and curse God.